Hello, it's Victoria, and welcome to a new episode of Something New. So, today I want to just start right off without too much introduction, and I'm just going to start off by saying something that maybe not a lot of people want to acknowledge or want to agree with, but hardly it's true, and it's a hard pill to swallow, but it is that we're never going to be fully satisfied with our lives. You probably already have experienced this and already know that there's something in your life bothering you all the time. Like, every single moment, there's something you're wishing that could be better. And if you feel like there's not, then that's probably because you're looking at the bright side and you're living with a positive mindset, which is a great thing. Like, that's what we all aspire to do, and we all aspire to live a happy life. I think so. I believe that's like what most people want. If you want a depressing life, like, sure, you do that. But like most of us, we want to live a happy life, and we want to enjoy the time we have here and live our experiences fully and try to make the best out of it. But I feel like that is temporary, and there's always something negative that's going to come to your mind, either you want it or not. Because we are wired to not be content with our lives. We are wired to not be fully satisfied with what we have. That is just the nature of life, because we're always looking at what else we could have. When in reality, we may be perfectly happy with our lives. We may be, we're living our kind of dream life, and maybe you wanted to live in a house at the beach. And you're doing that, you have this perfect home, perfect family, perfect whatever you want to have, you have all this money, but you're not going to be happy. And there's always going to be something bothering you. Either it is something that you want to have, like materialistically talking, like something physical, or maybe you just want to be a better person, or you feel you're not in a good spot with yourself and you wish you could be or confident, you wish you could be more outgoing, whatever it is. There's always something you want to change about yourself. But it is really important to try to separate those thoughts from what you're living in the moment. Because if you let those thoughts step all over what you're living in that moment, then you won't even be able to appreciate what you have. Maybe what you have now is what you wanted to have in the past. And maybe in the past you thought, oh, if I have this, my life's going to be perfectly fine. I'm just going to live a happy life. I'm going to be successful and all that. And now that you're in the moment with and you have it all, like in theory, what you thought was all, you're not going to be happy. And that's stressful. It's stressful to think about that even if you reach your goals, even if you get what you want, there's always going to be something missing. But again, it is really important to know that. Acknowledge what you've accomplished, first of all, because when you go back to thinking like what you wanted to have and like what you have now, if you look back at that, that's going to help you out a lot. And something that personally works for me is, I know it's not good to compare yourself, but if I compare myself to an imaginary scenario where I'm living an awful life and like locked up in my house and there's nowhere I can go and I don't have any opportunities, and maybe I'm even living in a different century, because we do also have to acknowledge the timeline we're living in, because we're actually living in one of the healthiest and most well-educated eras of life from all times, because this past years, I'm talking about like this past 20, 30 years, the world has evolved so much in technology, in like globalization, all these opportunities are coming up, and it's all going way too fast for what the... If you compare like the time we've been going through this change and the whole time the world has been existing, it's been going so much faster than it did like the years that went before that. And that's just too much for us, for nature. And it's understandable for us to feel overwhelmed with this as well because, you know, we can't keep up with all of it. But also, by having all this happening around us, there's a lot of doors that open for us. Maybe some people have more resources and can take advantage of them better, but still, the overall quality of life is better and easier. And I know there's some complicated cases all over the world, and there's some exceptions and like that I really wish that were not happening right now. But we do have to appreciate that and appreciate what we have in order to just think better of what we wish we had and that we don't. Okay, that was kind of confusing. What I'm trying to say is that for me, what helps me is trying to picture like a worst or maybe a worst case scenario of my life and compare it to what I have now so that I'm grateful with what we have, because I feel like gratefulness can really help us appreciate our moment more and try to stop listening that much to our negative thoughts in our head. Also, I feel like it's so easy to go down this rabbit hole of just thinking about all the negatives because it is way too easy for us to identify the negatives in the situation before we identify the positives. We're always gonna think about what's happening in the negatives in our lives, and that's what's gonna get in our head, and that's probably what we're gonna spend the most amount of time thinking about. Because why would we spend that much time thinking about something we can't solve? Because we constantly feel like if there's an unsolved issue in our lives, we have to fix it. Because you know, there's like this cycle of problem solution. So if you have a problem, you need to have a solution. But if you don't have a problem, why would you waste your energy and time analyzing that situation where everything is supposedly perfectly fine? Because that wouldn't make sense. But what ends up happening is that you spend so much time focusing on the negatives that you lose track of all those things that are actually beneficial for your life at the moment. Okay, so let's take a pause here because I just can't not reference this song since I've been thinking about it since the moment I started recording. And I just have to tell it to you because why not? It's too important not to tell it to you. So there's this Bad Bunny song and it has this line that says, "Lo malo siempre se sabe y lo bueno nunca se cuenta." So, okay, that's gonna sound really stupid. If you know what I'm talking about, I'm so sorry. But when I first listened to that song, that phrase just stuck with me. And obviously, the whole song is really good and like the whole album is really good. But that phrase stuck with me and I started thinking about it. So, I'm gonna translate it to you because, you know, this podcast is in English and. Okay. So, it basically says that the bad things. You always know the bad things, but the good things you never know. No, wait, I actually did an awful job with that, so give me a minute. Okay, so I used the translator to like look it up, and it actually sounds so poetic. Like I love this phrase. I could actually print it out and put it on my wall. I may even get it tattooed. It's actually a good quote, like Bad Bunny did a great job. You're a wise person, even though you're kind of weird. But anyways, here's a quote. So it's, "The bad is always known and the good is never told." So let's take a look at what this means because I feel like it's very accurate to a lot of things. So first of all, I think that this phrase has like a whole different meaning in the song, but I'm just gonna like pull it out of the song and just look at it on its own. Try to see what that meaning means, like what it means. Because, okay, so first of all, it says, "The bad is always known." So this relates a lot to what I was saying earlier, that the bad will always be more visible than the good. The bad will always be present, and the negative aspects of your life will always be there. And also, it is kind of like the thing that interests people the most because, okay, so think about it this way. Imagine a movie where everything is perfect, there's like perfect family, like the mom, the dad, the three perfect beautiful daughters. They live in this house. They go to picnic every afternoon. They have like their picnic basket with everything perfectly fine. All the girls are wearing white dresses. Okay, I got a little excited with the story, but if imagine it's just that, like that's the movie. It'll be pretty for a little while. But if there's not a tragic incident where the mom dies and I don't know, there's a snake that gets in the house, like whatever happens. If there's none of that and it's just a picture of this happy family for like an hour and a half, it's gonna be really boring. Like, who's gonna wanna watch that? Same thing applies to telling your friend a story. If you're like, oh my God, my life is so perfect, like I'm so happy with my life and everything, like I mean that's good. You're gonna be happy for them and everything. But if they keep talking about that same thing and how their life is so perfect for like an hour straight, it's gonna be like, okay, what else? Like, what's the exciting part, you know? Because we crave a sense of the kind of drama in our lives. We crave like this excitement, and that's mostly because we know that that lives aren't perfect. So whenever this like perfect life is portrayed in an exaggerated level, we're like, this can't be true. Like, this is not real. Why would they show us this without anything, without like the behind the scenes? Like, what is actually happening? So this shows how we always tend to be excited for the bad stuff because it's what brings it excitement. I know that this doesn't apply to everything because of course there may be some really like bad stuff that the last thing that it brings us is excitement, but it is necessary for our lives because if we just have a plain perfect life, it's not even gonna be perfect because it's just gonna be boring. And since it's boring, you're gonna feel like you're missing excitement. So again, there's something you're missing, and that is constant and that is normal. This also tends to affect us when we're in a streak of everything just going perfectly. So imagine you're in a roller coaster. Everything just keep going up and up and up, and eventually it's gonna come down. That's something we all know. But since you're like in this excitement where a lot of things are happening, I'm gonna like try to move away from the metaphor. Just imagine like a specific case. I don't know, you finish high school. After all those years of everything being the same, you finish high school, you get into a good college, you're really excited, you make friends, you keep on with your college experience, and it's getting really exciting, and there's like this new environment. Maybe you moved countries, you moved towns, whatever it is. But then you're gonna hit a point where it's kind of gonna start to feel the same as I talked about in like two episodes ago, I think. It's eventually gonna start feeling the same. You're gonna get into a routine, and then you're gonna miss what you used to have then. And I feel like here is when the most amount of dissatisfaction comes in, because you know what it was like being inside this like whole rage, this like whole excitement, and once you're out of it, it's gonna hit you harder than ever because you know what you could have, you know what you used to have, and you don't have any anymore. And nostalgia or like feeling like you won't have that back anymore, that triggers even more dissatisfaction. And it is hard to think about that moment as negative once you're in like a worse state. So this happened to me. I'm not gonna like get too specific, but I moved countries and I had so much excitement in the other country I was at. I had all these new friends, this new school, everything was so new and exciting, and I didn't get to the point where it all felt the same because I left before I hit that wall. And so when I got here and it was just all stale and all kind of boring, I felt like this life I have here was awful because compared to that, like, I just wanted to go back. And I realized that by wanting to go back so much, I kind of like put the other country, put the life I had in the other country in a pedestal, as if I didn't have any issues while I was there. But then I was like, as I told you earlier, for me to make me feel better, it helps me to compare myself to a time where I was lower than I was now. Like that helps me. And like as I've said, it's really important to know what makes you feel better. So I try to recur. Is that a word? Recur? I'm gonna look that up. Okay, so what I wanted to say was resort. I wanted to resort to what I knew was gonna make me feel good and do that instead. So I started analyzing my situation in the other life and trying to find gaps in that idealization that I had of that time. Because I was like, it's not possible that my life was that perfect that it was perfect, because it was definitely not perfect, but what was it that made me feel bad? So I tried to lower that life from the pedestal I had it in and tried to break it down and analyze what was wrong with that life. Not because I wanted to look at the bad part of it or I just wanted to have a bad memory, because who really wants that? It's only because I wanted to know that my life right now that isn't perfect is not much worse than the one I had before. Maybe this sounds very negative, but it's like knowing that my life before wasn't perfect, which is totally fine, so that I can just feel better about my life not being perfect now and understanding that it's never going to be perfect. So what I did was trying to like break it down and try to analyze the different moments and how I felt, and I realized that there were some things bothering me. And at the time, I was struggling a little bit. I even cried sometimes. I was angry. I was, normal feelings, because you can't be happy all the time. And then I look back at pictures and I'm just smiling so much. I'm with my friends, but that's because I wouldn't take a picture of myself crying, So by looking back at this, I was kind of recreating this whole new life I had back then, where everything was just perfect. I had the perfect life, I had the perfect friends, but that's not the way it was. And then I thought, like, maybe that's what's gonna happen with my life now, because now I need to look at the bright side. I need to look at what I have now. And maybe if I think I'm struggling right now, then when in the future, when I'm having a harder time, I'm gonna look back at all the pictures I have of this time, or like all the videos, or just think about all the experiences. And maybe I'm gonna be like, whoa, I really miss that. I really miss my friends from that country, and like how I had such a comfortable environment to live in. And I'm gonna like idealize my life right now. So by thinking about it this way, felt like I wasn't living what I was experiencing right. So what I mean by this again, I wasn't like taking every experience and trying to appreciate those good things, because I was too focused on what I didn't have and all those bad aspects of it. Because maybe this life is what I'm gonna wanna have in the future. And maybe it is better to idealize your world right now while you're living it, and put your life that you're living at the moment on a pedestal, so that you can like really live out the like what you're living at its fullest in the moment, instead of in like 5 years looking back at it and wishing you were there. Because now you're in life, you're never gonna be here again. And even though you think you're having the worst time of your life, it could always be worse. It could always be worse. And although you think you wanna have everything, you like, there's always gonna be something missing, and you wish you had this, and you wish you had that. You always have something, and you need to appreciate it now, because then there's not gonna be any other time where you're gonna be in this exact position, and every stage of life has its own benefits and has its own things that you're gonna really miss later, especially in our childhood and our teenage years, because it may feel like our whole world is school and our whole world are our friends and everything right now at this time. But the truth is that the majority of our time, we're probably gonna spend it working as an adult and having a family and all that, which is really exciting too. But this time period we're living at is just a short time of our lives that we're never gonna get back. And maybe there's drama, maybe there's homework. Yes, there is. But we do have a lot of time to think about what we want, and we have all our future ahead of us. And we're gonna get through tough times because there are tough times during this period where our brains are growing, we're developing, we're figuring out who we are. But no one's gonna be able to give us back this life that in a couple years we're gonna be looking at it through pictures, and we're just gonna wish we were back. And we never know which of our lives we're gonna wanna go back to. Maybe it's this one, but you won't know at the time because you're gonna be too focused on your problems, and you will realize that you would have wanted to go back years later. So, in conclusion, we need to let that negative voice telling us what we're doing wrong and what is wrong with our lives be smaller than the voice that is telling us how much we're enjoying the time and how much we're grateful for what we have. The gratefulness, the good feelings we're feeling, like all that are like expectations for or good expectations, because there's also some negative expectations that can be damaging. But the good expectations that we have of our lives and that like power we have to keep going, that's the voice that needs to be louder in our head, and that's the voice we need to embrace and try to keep with us the most amount of time possible. And I'm not saying that we need always to be perfectly fine and always be grateful and always be jumping around with happiness in the hard times. But we do need to know that although hard times are part of what we're leaving, and we need to feel our feelings, if we need to cry, we cry, they are just part of our lives. And there's not gonna be a moment in our lives where we're not struggling with anything. There's not gonna be any moment we're perfectly fine with our lives and we are satisfied and content with what we have. That's just not gonna exist. So we better just feel our feelings, go through tough times, while also appreciating the moment and knowing that we won't have this time back, and appreciating every single state, not worrying about the past, not worrying about our future. The only thing we can control is right now, because right now is gonna affect the future. We can't affect the future directly, and the past, definitely we can't affect it either way. So just living in the present and just going through what we have to go through, but not looking back doesn't help at all. And I know that's something that everyone says, and you've heard it a lot of times in your life, and you're probably tired of hearing it, but sometimes you have to look at those phrases that everybody says, those like cliche stuff that everybody says, and just try to take it in and leave it sinking in your brain for a little while. Okay, so now that's all I have for today. I really hope you enjoyed. I just remind you that it's completely normal to not be satisfied with your life. Appreciate the good times, and see you in the next episode.